not Jide's Kim. Frank K's decision may come down today. The Atlanta Constitution, Tuesday, 10th November, 1914, page 5, column 5. Supreme Court was in bank Monday, and decisions will immediately follow. Although no advance information can be had, it is possible that the verdict of the Supreme Court in the final Leo M. Frank fight will be handed down today. The court was in bank throughout Monday, considering a number of the cases. It is customary for the Supreme Court to go into bank on the second Monday of every month. On the following day and through the following 6 days, decisions are handed down. As it is generally assumed that an early decision is to be reached in the Frank case, expectations are that the verdict will be known either today or sometime this week. This is Frank's third fight in the Supreme Court. After having lost two cases there, his attorney sought to obtain his freedom on the constitutional plea that was submitted by Ty, Peoples, and Jordan, assisted by Herbert Haas and Leonard J. Haas. In the event the state Supreme Court turns down his plea, a strong fight will be made to carry it into the Supreme Court of the United States at Washington. If it is granted, however, another fight will have to be conducted before Judge Ben Hill, as the plea was carried into the Supreme Court only on a demurrer filed by Solicitor Dorsey. In this event, Judge Hill will consider the plea directly instead of the demurrer, as is now the case. Page 7, column 1, Tedder surrenders, denies he is guilty. Carlton C. Tedder, of Frank Case fame, appeared at the office of Sheriff C. Wheeler Mangum yesterday afternoon and surrendered under a grand jury indictment, charging him with complicity in a series of alleged bond forgeries. Bond was assessed, and he was allowed freedom. He has engaged counsel in John A. Boykin. Strong denial of the charges was made by both the attorney and his client. Tedder declared he knew nothing of bond irregularities and that he had never been associated with Harry Latham, the former city court attach accused of being the ringleader, who is now in jail in default of $2,000 bond.